So we're hanging out at the Sainsbury's School Games, and Jack Walton from X Factor is going to perform for us today. Hi, Jack.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Are you having a coffee there, a tea? Is it a hot chocolate?
It's tea, mate.
It's as tea? Always. All right. Is it kind of a pre-show kind of ritual? You get a cup of tea in you?
No, I just fancied one today.
Okay.
Just right now, yeah.
Have you had breakfast this morning?
I just had a bacon sandwich and a coffee.
Oh, perfect. So you're ready to go?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. What were you like at sports at school? I can imagine you'd be quite good at sport.
I was good at football. Weren't too good at rugby. I was too thin for rugby. Everyone sort of developed before me.
Right.
But yeah, I liked football. Doing all sorts of, like, going to the gym and stuff like that.
Did you ever have a dream of maybe becoming a professional footballer?
Actually, yeah, yeah. I was obsessed with, like, Cristiano Ronaldo and stuff like that. And
okay, yeah.
Wanted to be him when I was a kid.
And when did you realise that dream wasn't going to happen?
And
music was your thing?
I remember I broke my arm twice.
Right.
Like, I broke my arm playing football, then I broke it again. And then, but the time when I broke it, I couldn't play guitar, I couldn't do gigs, and I realised that that were more gutting than, do you know what I mean? Than,
yeah,
the risking it. I've confused myself there, but risking, like, getting injuries and stuff like that and not being able to play my guitar is worse.
All right, and how's life been since the X Factor?
Yeah, a massive difference. Been really, really good, really positive, and you know, I'm really, really grateful.
Have you got used to being famous yet?
I don't know if I have to say famous or not. I mean,
people following you on the supermarket and things, you know, checking out what you're buying.
I've had a couple of people ask me for pictures and stuff like that and recognise me, and some people have been really, really shocked. And it is a weird thing because once you're in X Factor, you're not in the public while you're in it. You're in the house away from everyone. So when you come out, it's sort of like, boom. It doesn't happen gradually, like a lot of people who start off in music industry, it'll happen gradually and you get known and known and known.
Yeah,
no. But then when you go on X Factor, it's just boom, you have millions of people have seen your face and your name and what you do.
Exactly. So, all right, and what's coming up in the future for you?
Some really, really exciting things that I can't.
I knew you can't say.
Yeah, everyone,
you working
it's
with
sound
anyone?
Like, I'm basically going to be like Beyonce's level next year, but right. I can't say what's going on.
Are you working with anyone exciting we can talk about?
Are
you in the studio with anyone? Are you writing songs with anyone?
I know
you are, so I'm just trying to get it out of you.
I've been writing songs with some cool people.
All right, okay, keep it low key, keep it on the DL. What are you going to perform today?
I'm going to perform Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. A song called Waves by Mr. Probs.
Oh, that's a good track.
Yeah, and
you know, his house burnt down and he jumped out of the window with nothing but a hard drive that had that entire album on, including that song.
Honestly?
Yeah, his house was on fire. He woke up in the middle of the night. He told me that.
That's what just shows how sure you are of your own music.
So make sure you keep everything backed up and maybe put like a hard disk just by your bed in case.
Yeah,
not that your house is going to be. Right, okay. Hey, good luck for your performance. I think it's coming down to the Sainsbury School Games today.
Did you say thank you then?
Yeah, I said thank you. It's my accent.
Yeah, no, it's hard to understand. My pleasure.
Right, awesome. Thanks, Jack.
Cheers.